This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. It is Thursday, and as promised, we are going to be talking about chimpanzees having a bit of a scrap. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore. Luke, how the devil are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How you doing? What's going on, everyone?
Not too bad, mate. Bought a few things on eBay, mate. You talk about your thing afterwards. I've got to get through this first.
No, go on. I was just had a couple of irate texts from my mate Mark about slagging him off on Monday, but I was bigging him up of anything. He's missed a point. Carry on.
Diving helmet. I bought myself a diving helmet.
Of course you did. You're going to put that alongside your Ghanaian 747 fuel gauge, which I think is a dildo, by the way.
I wouldn't put it up the other way because it's got little teeth, but the other way I'd probably have a crack at getting it up there. That's all I'm saying. my dad, when he was in the Royal Navy, was...
Is that your name for your dad now? You just call him your diving helmet?
the original diving helmet. He was on a ship called the Penelope. That was his major ship when he was in the Navy.
Right.
And on eBay, I found this kind of like, you know, the things you see like in Navy clubs, they put on the walls.
All my mates had them in their homes, those little plaques, because all their dads are in the Navy, and they get one, I think, off their ship, and they put it on the wall.
Yeah. So I got one of them because I'm trying to move to the coast. So the woman I've asked access to said that...
Are you moving to a lighthouse? That'd be amazing if you are.
said that we should have like a nautical, like you know when you go to an Airbnb at the seaside. She wants that kind of caper. Yeah. And I was like, little display cases with knots on the wall. I'm in. I'm game. And thus
you could tell
started.
You could tell the woman you've got access to hasn't had access to you for long enough. I.e., you haven't been living together long enough because there was about a 6 month window where I was allowed to have any kind of say whatsoever on interior design matters.
Well, it's not really a say. It's just she expressed an interest in making it look.
But you're
like,
having an
like
input, crucially.
Well, I've got a credit card. That's the difference, Luke, and no one can stop me. So I bought a diving helmet. I've bought a little model of a ship. I've bought a train timetable, and I've also bought my dad's crest.
What the fuck is a train timetable got to do with nautical theme?
Yeah, a very good point, but I saw it and I wanted it.
You're a maniac. The problem is, after a while, what's going to happen is your contribution, if you're anything like my household, and I will say this, the woman, the partner I have access to is amazing at interior design. Like, she's brilliant. Yeah. I'm nowhere near as good. So there's no point me having a say other than just to be stubborn, right? And I'm many things, but I'm actually not that stubborn. And anyone who says I am, I'll argue with them for hours about that. But my grand input is basically walking downstairs to go to the door to get the delivery and bringing it upstairs and unboxing it, and everything else is done basically for me. So I guess my point is that if we were to have a nautical theme in any room in our house, I wouldn't know anything about it until it happened.
Right, okay, until you're wearing bell bottoms and a Breton stripe. And a little sailor's hat.
And a hat, yeah, exactly. What other purchases are you going to make for this nautical theme, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think the diving helmet is my coup de grace, my finishing blow, so to speak, I think.
Where are you going to put it? On your head?
I don't know, if I sort of hang it off the wall, if I get angry, I can sort of just jam my head into it and have a little scream for a bit, I suppose.
No, buy four of them, and anyone who goes in that room has to wear one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a lovely touch. But I think, but now I've got this kind of weird relationship with this man on eBay who sells these impressions, these little kind of emblems that you can stick on your wall about ships. And he was a chippy on a ship, I think. And he keeps on trying to sort of email going, I've got loads of stuff, mate. Yeah, I used to serve on this ship and this ship and this ship. I think he's just a bit lonely, bless him.
I think he's almost certainly a thief.
Should I pretend that I was in the Navy for a friendship reasons?
Yeah, you should, actually. I think you should. Yeah. No, just say you're in the SBS. I mean, you might as well go the whole way.
Right, okay. What's that one? The finest British sailors?
It's the special... It's the Super Boat Soldiers, it stands
Super
for.
Super Boat Soldiers.
Yeah. Can I just drag you away from nautical matters?
Right, to land.
Yeah, onto dry land, because it's not every week we promise a chimpanzee war.
Right.
But I have to say, and hang on a minute, I've got to find... Right, it says Ali Darlow got in touch with this. Now, you know it's a special email when it doesn't even go in the email section. It goes in the main part of the show because it's so good. But right. Ali, bless him. God bless him. Hello to you, Ali. He emailed hello@lukeandpeacher.com because he found evidence, like good evidence, that in the 70s there was a... I can't remember to say this, but I promise you it's true. There was a war, an actual war, between rival chimpanzee clans that went on for over 4 years.
I like it. Right? I'm into it.
Yeah. And the great thing about it is the Wikipedia page. Now, if you're as sad as me or you've presented a show like this as long as I have, you'll know from using Wikipedia that when there's a Wikipedia article about a war or a battle, you know Wikipedia articles have the same formats, right? So, for example, if it's a football player, it'll be the list of teams they played for, how old they are, what position they played.
Even if I've not, you know that bloke from The Only Way Is Essex who started playing for...
Mark Wright.
Wright started playing for a Crawley Town or something. He started playing for a team anyway.
Yeah, he's at Crawley, he played for him the other day.
Yeah, even though he just looks like he had a terrible start as well. He's obviously a celebrity, but somebody's clearly gone back and put his footballing career in. So he's listed as a footballer, even though that's not the reason why everybody knows who he is. If that makes sense.
Yeah, so he gets a little section because he's effectively become a professional football player, right? So the Wikipedia format for articles on Wikipedia about wars, they have a little box the same way. So I've got a box for this one. It says the Gombe Chimpanzee War, date, January 22nd, 1974 to June the 5th, 1978.
Nice.
Location, Gombe Stream National Park, Tanzania. Result, decisive Kasekela victory. Right? The Kahama chimpanzees and the Kasekela chimpanzees went to war for 4 years, okay? The commanders and leaders... So, for example, right, if you were to type in to Wikipedia, I don't know, say, like, the Vietnam War, right? You bring it up, you bring up the page, and it'll say belligerents. And on one side, it'll have North Vietnam, the Viet Cong, the Khmer Rouge, the Soviet Union, North Korea, and on the other side, it'll have South Vietnam, United States, South Korea, Australia. Do you know what I mean? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
For this one, belligerents, right? Kahama chimpanzees, Kasekela chimpanzees, Vietnam War commanders, Ho Chi Minh, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, etc., right? The chimpanzee war commanders and leaders, on one side, Hugh and Charlie. On the other side, Figan. F-I-G-A-N. Basically, the reason this is so, it's frivolous and it is quite funny, but I mean, death of animals isn't really that funny. We'll have that lot on our backs.
By their own hands, come on.
Yeah, but the thing was, no one knew chimpanzees could even, would even behave like this. So there's a lady who was looking after these or monitoring these chimpanzees called Jane Goodall, who started to notice that the community started...
Jane Goodall's... I've got a tattoo in the back of my leg that is taken from the back of a Jane Goodall book. She's a famous
I've not heard of her.
Expert. She, at the zoo, I remember this story, and it is, and you're probably going to come up to say it, but it is the only instance or example of animals at war. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. It's crazy. So she saw these groups starting to splinter, and a party of six adult chimps on one side isolated another one from the other side and killed him. And then there was like a retaliation, and then they started doing things like celebrating quite boisterously when they had caused a kill, basically. And the whole thing went on for years until basically the Kahama chimps were defeated by the Kasakala chimps. The Kahama chimps lost 10 chimpanzees. I think only one of them survived. And then on the other side, they only lost one chimpanzee, and that clan became the dominant clan. But it's essentially the first time a naturally occurring war between chimpanzees, you said, has happened. At the time, no one believed them. She got a lot of stick for apparently excessive anthropomorphism, so essentially attributing human characteristics to chimpanzees. But later on, I think actually more recently in 2018, there was a study done where it can be repeated, a consequence of like power struggles between high-ranking chimpanzees around things like a scarcity in female chimpanzees, for example, can cause this to happen. I just thought to myself, do you know what? This is amazing, because when I woke up this week, let's say on Monday, I didn't think I would read about a chimp war. and I have done. It's great to know it happened. It's a horrible thing, but it's great to know it happened. How do you react to it, Pete? What's your commentary on it?
Well, I just hope that Goodall gets her time in the dock at The Hague for enabling such terrible things to have happened. Just watching.
That's probably libelous.
Why? Chimp war, mate. Can't allow a chimp war to happen.
She's 86 years old now. A bit of respect.
Well, I hope she makes her case very soon, because can't libel the deceased.
I thought ants waged war on each other. I thought that was quite well known. It was just humans and ants that did it.
Oh, maybe it was just, I thought it was just like animals, like big old, like, I don't know what you would classify an animal, but...
What's your cut-off for an animal, though? What do you go, how
mouse,
low do you go for you?
A mouse is clearly
animal.
A fucking mouse, isn't it, mate? Is this anything smaller than a mouse, not an animal no more.
Scorpion.
They're not expressive enough. If you haven't got eyebrows, not interested.
It should be eyebrows, I think. Yeah. But I don't know of any other animals that have got eyebrows. Hello at lukeandpeach.com if you want to email in your list of animals that have got eyebrows. But there's no way a mouse has got eyebrows, mate, unless you watch it in a cartoon.
Yeah, they've got eyebrows. Or eyelashes, anyway. Sorry, eyelashes. Little kind of fibres to stop the grit going in their eye.
So if you've got eyelashes, you're an animal officially. Yeah. And so, for example, good news if you're a camel, listen to this, because yes. Famous for their... for their eyelashes. Good news. Good news for you. Others, you're going to have to wait and see, I'm afraid. Make your case. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com.
Did you, moving away slightly from chimpanzee war, did you see, it's something we've been trying to talk about over the past few weeks, but we didn't get around to it. Adobe Flash, Luke. Are you missing Adobe Flash? Is it upsetting
you? I don't know what it is.
That you can't get Adobe Flash anymore?
It
was a web technology that allowed you to play video games. Roberto Baggio, Magical Kicks, being a very good example from the Football Ramble lore from back in the day. Any video game you used to play back in the day, the Badger, 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 Badger dance. Remember that song? Any song with an animation.
Well, they discontinued it, have they?
It had a lot of. It was very memory intensive. It wasn't particularly light.
What's replaced
on its feet.
It, Pete?
Well, HTML5, mate. But you cannot easily. You can, but you can't easily convert Flash into HTML5 very easily. But HTML5 is a lot easier to use. It's open source. It's not protected by Adobe. Everybody. It all started with Google not allowing Adobe Flash onto the browser. But it's meant certain things that run on Adobe Flash, such as scheduling software in China. Some railroads in China shut down because Adobe Flash, a couple months ago, well, probably a month ago now, because Adobe Flash stopped working. The railroads stopped working in China because nobody knew where the trains were, nobody knew where they were going, nobody knew where they were ending up. They weren't at risk of crashing, but they just didn't really sort of know what was happening.
I don't want to be stereotypical here, but China's the last place I thought that would happen in.
Well, you did.
They'll be very good at that kind of stuff.
You'd think that they would use. I mean, I guess they use a lot of pirated software, so that kind of works. But it just made me laugh that the entirety of some local railroads in China broke down.
Why have they not upgraded, Pete? They pressed that remind me tomorrow button over and over again.
Oh, mate, do you want to try it tonight? Well, make sure you connect it to a power source. Never going to happen, mate. Don't be a dickhead.
Stop putting this on me. that's the thing about Apple, isn't it? And speaking of, I know it's different to Adobe, but speaking of that, you're absolutely right. You get a little pop-up and it says, we've got to do some shit to your computer. We're not going to tell you what it is.
No.
It's going to be disconcertingly vague.
It's probably going to mean that your sound card's not going to work anymore, but don't worry about that. That's tomorrow, mate. That's tomorrow's problem.
Also, Eddie Murphy gif alert. Can't have a problem with your sound card, but you don't know what a sound card is.
That wasn't Eddie Murphy. That was just a dude.
So it comes up and it says... yeah, do it. Do you want to do it now? Well, I don't want to do it now. I'm in the middle of something, obviously.
Yeah.
If I've got my computer open, by definition, I'm in the middle of something.
Exactly,
and
yes,
it might just be an episode of fucking Rick Stein, but I'm in the middle of something. As you rightly say, not doing it tonight because it means I've got to plug the laptop in. That's not happening. Secondly, do you want to do it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's fine. They've done that for months and now their whole network's gone down.
And now they've got a little boy... sweeping up in an abandoned nightclub singing, tomorrow never comes. I gave up yesterday, but they still want more.
Speaking of Apple in China, I heard, I don't know if this is true, you'll be able to tell me, that there were like pirated Apple shops in some parts of China, Apple stores, that are so good that you would never know they weren't real.
Yeah, they look quite charming, didn't they? Yeah, you see a lot of counterfeit goods in China. Half their beer's counterfeit, for fuck's sake. And their creativity knows no bounds. I like it. I'm into it. They just started a Steam. You know, Steam, the thing on your PC that allows you to play video games. Yeah. It's owned by Valve.
I play Civilization 6 on it, brother.
There you go. Obviously, there are fucking 100,000 games on that thing. Like, just so many games. Steam launched in China, which is probably through the company Tencent, who work with like every major publisher on getting their shit out in China. There's 23 fucking games available because there is a very stringent, sometimes non-existing, but a very stringent kind of game. You have to be pro-China. You can't say certain things. You can't do certain things.
Sex, so
can't have violence,
basically.
Can't have this, can't have that in it. It's got to have this in there. It's got to be that. It's got to be this kind of company. And all of these games have to be checked. And I think out of like the 100,000 that Steam have in this country and in the US and Germany and all those places, China, obviously, they're like 26 games or something like that. It's an incredibly cut down experience, and some of them are just aren't even bloody games to start with.
Do you reckon people in China will be able to get hold of this show?
Not unless they're through a VPN. I imagine we're probably persona non grata.
They've probably got their own Luke and Pete show there.
Probably got their own Luke and Pete show.
Probably
and I'd like to hear
it. Yeah. Let's have a quick break, Peter. When we come back, we'll do some emails that aren't about chimpanzees.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Stakhanov's brand new show, My Seven Wonders, with Clive Anderson, is available to listen to now. Clive will be quizzing some of the world's most interesting celebrities, including Griff Rhys-Jones and Shappi Khorsandi, about their own personal Seven Wonders of the World. Join Clive and his first guest, Dara O'Brien. Dara talks to Clive about his love for the Irish sport hurling and some of the extra benefits that come with owning a hurley stick.
It's just pleasant to have a big stick in the house every so often. For home security, it's always nice to know that I have an arsenal if I need it.
Oh, bear that in mind if I'm tempted to burgle your house in the middle of the night.
Just do it. Honestly, that's how I stand. I stand naked with my Irish testicles dangling, challenging people.
They discuss finding humour in quantum physics.
It's like saying, is the cat dead or not? Would somebody just open the box?
And discovering new passions during lockdown.
Lockdown ran a schism, essentially, between the young comics who immediately went, I must learn new skills. I must learn video editing at TikTok. And I must find new ways to bring back comedy to people. And the older comics went, yeah, retirement, it'd be all right, actually. Sit the guy. Turns out, you know, it's okay.
It's not too bad.
Search My Seven Wonders with Clive Anderson on your favourite podcast player to hear the first episode now.
We're back with Luke and Pete Shaw, and if you'd like to get in touch with the show, it's hello@lukeandpeteshaw.com. Our Twitter is @lukeandpeteshaw, and our Instagram is also, strangely enough, Luke and Pete Shaw. There we go.
Yeah, and I think I should point out, because something that we forgot to mention on Monday, so we'll both be in trouble with Nat for this.
Right.
The show comes out a little bit later on Monday at the moment, because I've got a couple of unmovable appointments, so we can't record till later in the evening. So apologies for that. Yeah, I am. The best thing you can do, though, to make sure you never miss an episode is, if you've stumbled upon this show and you're only listening to the odd one, hit that subscribe button, because that means you won't miss an episode. Mm. And you can also leave us a 5-star review as well, wherever you get your podcasts. Emails. hello@lukeandpeteshaw.com is the email address, as Pete has already said. I wanted to drop this one in from Aidan in Belfast, who, and by the way, do let us know where you're from when you email in, because it's always nice to hear what different parts of the world people are in. I've never been to Belfast, but I'd like to go. It looks amazing. But Aidan says this. Hi, guys. I'm a big fan of the show. It helps me get through my boring mundane job at Tesco each week. After listening, though, to Monday's show on dad behaviour, meeting 7 out of 7 of the behaviours you've listed, I think this is last Monday when we talked about different dad behaviours, Aidan says he's come to the conclusion that his mum is actually his dad. He says, my mum actually embodies all of these behaviours. I'll need to have a serious conversation with her when I'm home. Keep up the great work. Thanks, guys. Aidan. So his mum has these dad behaviours. So maybe we've been a bit sexist. Maybe we should have made it kind of overall parent behavior than just dad behavior.
Yeah, but I mean, I think dads are obsessed with details. Don't think about the big picture.
Mums just get shit done, in my experience.
And mums, and mums get shit done. So, yes, I completely agree. So there are mum behaviors. My mums, in my opinion, or certainly in my experience, the mums I have access to they're very.
How many mums do you have access to?
They're very cutthroat about the things they'll throw in the bin. That's a mum behaviour for me. They are not nostalgic.
Yeah, I agree.
They are not
totally.
They're not tied to anything. If they don't like something, get that out there. There was a Valentine's Day. There was a card that was always used to be under the stairs in our home in Hartlepool. Big fucking card, like the size of like half a door, massive thing.
Well, like a greetings card.
Yeah, a big greetings card in a big cardboard envelope. And this
what,
thing
was blank.
This thing was bought in the 70s, and it was a Valentine's Day card. And when you open it up, this big, very 70s looking cartoon of a man opens his arm and says, I love you this much, because the card's really big. And every year, my dad gets it down from the loft and just puts a bit of paper over it saying, Happy Valentine's Day, you know. 2021 or whatever. And he did it again this weekend. Yeah, they threw my A-level art stuff away.
What grade did you get?
That's not important. But they threw all of my lovely artwork away, needlessly, in my opinion. So I'm just saying that my mum will happily keep that, but she'll throw trinkets and odds and sods that I own in the bin.
Yeah. So my mum would also, like, she would sneak things into my car when I was down visiting her for the weekend.
Well, like
so
sugar.
That she could get it out of her house. So she could get it out of her house and get it up to my house. So, for example, it wouldn't even be stuff that was mine. It'd just be stuff that she would quote, unquote, I thought you'd like it. And my point to her would be, my house, I live in London, my house is a third of the size of yours. Why are you giving me junk to take back to my own house? But you're right, mate, you tapped into something there. Mums are totally ruthless about that kind of stuff, right? Mm.
Yeah, no,
so
they
probably
just don't
where their behaviour differs.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. We got an email from Liam McLaughlin. Hello, Liam. Good morning, the Luke and the Pete. After hearing recently the episode with the gentleman meeting the fake Michael Jackson and then meeting the sweet and wonderful Anthea Turner, after seeing her trend on social media for all the wrong reasons, all that good work of having a good image
done?
Wiped after a day's work on social media. She, Liam maybe thinks that she heard the recent podcast and wanted to be in the limelight once again. She basically tweeted a cartoon, like one of those really, again, very dad's app kind of forward.
Poor
quality JPEG. A video of an Indian man doing a shit sketch about nothing. Just all that stuff.
Like a woman shopping in in a supermarket, but the payoff is that she's got quite large breasts.
Yes, with nipples, always drawn in nipples by someone who's forwarded it down the thing who didn't think the picture was sexy enough, so they have to draw the nipples on for some reason. Obsessed.
That kind of
weirdly obsessed with nipples. That sort of thing. She posted up a Twitter picture of a overweight woman on a disability scooter and accessibility scooter rather, and she had a big McDonald's, and I think she had a burger in her hand, and she was shouting, and she was wearing a mask, and she was shouting at someone not wearing a mask, going, how dare you risk my health not wearing a mask. And she's obese, and she's got an accessibility scooter, and she eats McDonald's all the time. I mean, basic dad's WhatsApp stuff.
What's the point of this?
Well, I think the tenor of Anthea Turner, ex-Blue Pretty Percenter's argument was
that she doesn't want to be wearing a mask.
Basically.
Okay.
She's saying that masks, she's the person who's already risking it. This cartoon person
doesn't
fucking exist.
How mad is it that Anthea has just come out of the woodwork as soon as we mention her?
I know, right? Yeah, very weird. After I said that she was lovely as well. Well, clearly, I wasn't in an accessibility scooter and I wasn't overweight.
Well, she's probably made a mistake. Like, I'm sure she just said, sorry about that. Is it that bad? It's quite bad, I guess. But is it that bad? Or are we in that realm of things where we just go mental about everything now because it's 2021?
Cancel. Get her on the fire. Get her on the fire.
We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn.
Who did that song originally? Now,
I'm not sure.
I know the Bloodhound Gang did a version of the roof is on fire, but then there was a new metal version of it. Who did that song first? I'm sure we'll get loads of emails about it. Just give us a tweet. First person, give us a tweet. Let us know where that song came from, because it's the sort of thing.
Oi, give us a tweet. Nat will read it.
Mate.
She'll put it in the running order. We haven't got to do any work. that's the sweet spot right there.
That's the deal. Natalie's the producer we have access to.
I don't have any. I mean, I might be missing the point here, and it might just be the fact that you've poorly explained it. But I don't have any animosity towards Anthea Turner because she just made a mistake on Twitter. Yeah.
No, but she posted it.
She probably said sorry after.
No, she didn't. She doubled down. Which I
did she? Fair enough. Oh, that's the way these days. That's a modern apology, though, isn't it? That is the modern apology.
Just do it until just back yourself until something else rolls around. until a 50-year-old TV presenter breaks COVID restrictions to go and see her mum and dad. That's just wait until that happens. It's
who
fine.
Did that?
I can't remember her name. She's on Britain's Got Talent. She went out with Neil Morrissey. No, not Neil Morrissey.
Amanda Holden.
Holden. Holden.
But the thing that's fascinating to me, and it will be fascinating to our listeners, is that you can't name anything, right? But what you can do is do a really good potted summary of everything they've done.
Yeah.
Like, if you just attributed like a 1% of that brain power to just remembering their name, you'd save yourself so much time.
No, it's like I let you through the doors of my mind palace. Each door, each doorway, each room, the front room, what's in here? Britain's Got Talent. Ooh, Simon's looking a bit miserable. Who's that over there? She's tiny. She looks very fragile. She's like a little bird.
How can you tell what Simon Cowell looks like? He doesn't look like anything. He's just perfectly expressionless every time.
Well, he's got his own room. There's him and Gumby.
I want to finish off today's show with this email from Alan.
Alan.
Personally, because he's called Alan.
Yep.
And I don't know if anyone else has emailed in called Alan before. But also because he claims to be the listener to this show living closest to a place called Cock Alley.
Nice.
Which apparently is in the Chesterfield area. He claims to live 4.3 miles from Cock Alley. On the corner of Kalo Lane, as you turn onto Cock Alley, is a farm as well. And in the top corner of the farm are a couple of old sheds where a mechanic operates his small business. I've used Glynn's, brackets lovely bloke, built like a brick shit house, and it's convenient for me to drop the car off and get picked up for work. So he goes to Glynn's to use the mechanics. And he says, this is a niche piece of information that you might prove useful once you decide to go on a Grand Tour-style road trip across the British Isles to take in weirdly named places.
Yeah.
Cock Alley itself is nothing to write home about, just a long road barely wide enough for two vehicles, bordered on both sides by large hedges and farmers' fields. If you live closer, and you can prove it on Google Maps, than 4.3 miles... from a place akin to the weirdly named Cock Alley, let us know. Nat did something on Instagram earlier this week or last week of all the weird named places in the UK, and Alan's got in touch saying he wants to lay claim to Cock Alley. There was a road right near me called Anchor Lane, spelt like wanker, just with a W missing, and that's the closest I can come to anything like that, so to speak. But if you can get closer than 4.3 miles, then do let us know. Hello at lukeandpeacher.com. Alan's been in touch. He's emailed in. He lives close to Cock Alley. He just wanted to let us know about it and the mechanics on the edge of it.
I like it. Can I add the little PS at the end of it, just because it's a very sweet story?
I didn't read the PS. Yeah, carry on.
Alan said, I messaged you from my Instagram, which is Dinosaurs in a Pub, which is a game I played with my son, who is now 12 when he was little. As he suffers from learning difficulties, he often struggled with leaving home without something being in his hands. As he was obsessed with dinosaurs, aren't we all, around 4 or 5, we took a few with us to a wedding and drunkenly took some photos of the dinosaurs, to which he found highly amusing. We continued this little game for several years until he was old enough and aware enough to not need them for comfort. However, as an in-joke within our small family, he asked me to carry on taking them with me whenever I go to a pub or out for a meal. Whilst it is a little harmless fun, I do get the occasional strange look from fellow patrons when I remove small plastic dinosaurs from my pocket to photograph next to a beer whilst on a night out. The things you do for your kids' entertainment. I love that, because it's just a man who's always got a couple of little pocket dinosaurs. Digimon.
Yeah, that's great dad behaviour. That's one of the best dad behaviours I've ever heard. He's a dream dad, is Alan.
Dream dinosaur daddy.
And he does that for his son. Good for him. That's great. And
those dinosaurs
positive way.
Those dinosaurs are drinking away the nights before the comet club comes. Yeah. They're not bothered. They're chilled out. They're having
dinosaurs. They are the dinosaurs that Alan has access to. God bless him for that. God bless him.
Check out the Insta. Lovely. Right. We'll be back on Monday, if that's all right with you, if we get through the weekend untarnished and undamaged. I've been Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore. We'll be back very soon. Get in touch. Hello at lukeandpeacher.com. Have you got anything to add, Luke Moore?
No, I haven't. Thank you very much for listening, as ever. Thank you very much to our wonderful producer, Natalie. Thank you very much to Stakhanov for having us as well. Go and check out other Stakhanov shows. Just type in Stakhanov wherever you get your podcasts, and there'll be one out there that you might like. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
All right, all right, all right.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network. Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.